Before the Lord God threw Adam and Eve out of the garden and forbid them to live in that beautiful place anymore, he did one thing for them. Because they had sinned, because they had lost their innocence, because they decided they knew what was right and wrong, now they realized that they were naked and they made clothing out of fig leaves or whatever they could and tried to cover their nakedness. And God helped them and gave them a lesson, and a lesson for us too, that the price that must be paid for sin is death. And he covered up their bodies with the skins of animals. And the Lord God killed animals and made clothing of skin for the people to cover their nakedness. The life of an innocent being covering the life of a sinful one. And so the first idea of the gospel was taught to Adam and Eve. That is, the life of Jesus Christ and his blood, the most innocent person that ever lived, Jesus Christ, his life covers our life. His death is a substitute for our death. And so in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life and escape eternal death. Oh, we still have to go through this process of dying because that is part of the human condition. But we have eternal life because Jesus paid the price for us. Listen to what it says, Genesis 1:21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, look, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from where he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. You see, our parents were denied access to the tree of life. They were denied immortality. They were denied eternal life. But in that act of making skins for them, God said, there is a covering for your nakedness. There is a cure for your shame. And so now the entire Bible becomes a story of God's effort to redeem people unto himself, and about Jesus Christ, whose blood covers our sins, whose death pays the penalty for the death that we should die. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you provided a way of redemption for us. You didn't leave us in the sinful condition that humanity has fallen into, but you had mercy on us, each of us individually. And by repentance and faith, we appropriated the grace that's in Jesus Christ, and it came to us. Jesus paying a price we could never pay for the sins that we have committed. I thank you, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.